TR Mobile.
RN4DJC.
Jerry, this is Enzo TR Mobile. Well, that wind is pretty rough this morning, Jerry, but other than that, it's a beautiful day. We had 31 degrees this morning, and it's supposed to be colder tomorrow morning. How you doing?
Pretty chilly. I haven't been out yet. Right. I'll go get a couple of barbecue sandwiches, maybe in a little bit. I'm not sure. Just check. I mean, I guess everything went well. You said your daughter had one of those mechanical garden deals. I've seen something like that where it's like a garden and it goes around and waters each plant. Is that what you were talking about?
What she got was these, they look like a rectangular plastic bin with some drains in it and then a plastic cover on it. From Legals, and they were, what, $29 for two of them, each. And then what Amy done is she went on Amazon and ordered two of these little heating pad-like things that go in them. And, boy, her plants are really doing good. So we went over and got us a couple of them just to have fun with. They have Legals there on Woodruff Road, Jerry.
Yeah, I would sure. I've seen these things where these people use them for these raised bed gardens where they actually have like a robotic deal that goes around and waters each plant as it needs to and fertilizes it. They're a couple thousand bucks, but everything's automatic and it's got to, you know, just go out there and water it. You know, it waters it when it needs it. It does something. I'm not sure about how good they work, but they seem to have a following of it for people to have, like, raised stuff to sell, I guess. And that way they can use a raised deal and do it that way and don't just get water the whole deal. I think they were designed for people where they were in dry climates where they didn't have to use as much water to get the vegetables to grow.
That's a little bit out of my pay grade. But it does make a lot of sense if you lived in Farmington, New Mexico, or someplace like that where it was rather arid. No, we just grow the tomato plants, and we give away the tomatoes anyways, about 90% of them. And by the way, I stopped at Willis's down here. It's their little gas station convenience store. And they started having the tomatoes already, the fresh ones. And they're so much better than you get at the store. Now, Bernice has been getting some good beefsteaks in it, Mom, from Aldi's. But it's hard to find a good tasting tomato in the wintertime. And she's over here coughing for something, probably allergies. But we put out some celebrities and some big boys and stuff like that. And it's just all in fun. And she said this morning she wants to order some strawberries. I don't know what she's going to start in that planter. There's no telling. She's got a couple of grapefruit trees down there, don't you, Mom?
Yeah.
Yeah. They've been doing all right. Never heard of such a thing.
She's feeling better. Have a little, not choked up this morning, but I could tell that we can get it. Took her, one of our cable boxes back, her DVRs back, and knocked $10 off the bill. Got in there, and the guy said, I can save you more money than that. He set me up with the same plan I got now, but instead it's going to be, $260, it's going to be like $140-something bucks for internet and TV and the whole deal. So saved me about over $100 a month for the next 2 years. So, you know, Spectrum's that tickled me to death. Felt like I got an early birthday present. Time I got to jump out here. I got to go get head down there before the crowd gets there, before the church crowd gets out down here. Maybe I'll catch you when I get back. Should be gone more about 15 or 20 minutes. If not, you and Bernice have a good afternoon. Stay warm. N0TRN4DJC.
Okay, Jerry. Enjoy that. Sounds good. We're just headed over to Spartanburg here to Sam's. And you talked me into getting one of those Epson printers with those tanks on them. So I just blew my stack at this other HP dang thing. I don't know, maybe I'll have a ceremonial fire out in the backyard. Take care, Jerry. N4DJC, N0TR, clear.